Through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Proverbs 24:3-4. Bishop Patrick Bruce is a seasoned minister of the gospel, bringing decades of experience in pastoral and administrative leadership. He is a man of great wisdom, humility, and faith. He is the senior pastor of Grace Cathedral, a thriving community church under the Dag Heward Mills Ministries, located in Apramasi in Kumasi, Ghana. Now, let's hear him.
Thank God that, as Reverend Gavin said, we are in Easter. I know people prefer Christmas to Easter, but Easter is what saved us. Christmas is what where we enjoy, but Easter is where Christ suffered on the cross for us. That's our sins are paid for. Tell your neighbor, you are looking very nice, but I know you are a sinner. I know. Nobody has to give me revelation. And he said, thank God that Jesus came. Oh, clap for Jesus. Thank God that Jesus came. If Jesus hadn't come, we would still be in our situation. But he came. And this morning we are celebrating that beautiful salvation that affected us. Amen. I want you this morning to prepare your heart for an experience of that salvation. An experience of that salvation. A salvation that came on us that Easter. Listen to this scripture. John chapter 3 and verse 5. This is when Nicodemus came to meet Jesus in the night. And he asked him, no one can do the things you are doing except that God is with him. And Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. This is where born again comes from. Then he explains further, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. Press your neighbor's flesh. Press your neighbor's flesh. This is your flesh. This is what your mother gave you. Yeah. When you were born in your village. Ask me, by the way, where is your village? Where is your village? Don't say Kumasi. Nobody come from Kumasi. You come from a town near Kumasi. And that is that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. And that is what Jesus brought us, a spiritual rebirth. Hallelujah. And this morning, I believe that birth is not for nothing. It is to lead us into a better life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That spiritual birth that we receive from Jesus when he came into our hearts is to take us into another level forward into something which he is doing for us. That is why I want us to pay attention this morning to what the Holy Spirit, the spiritual birth that you have, what he has come to do in your life and how we can relate with him. Let us pray. Father, thank you. Thank you so much for every blessing that we have. Thank you for how far you have brought us in our walk in this life. Thank you that every day is a revelation of your goodness and your mercy and your power towards us. Today, oh Holy Spirit, speak to every one of us. That is who you are, the teacher. Today, let every person who has come here go knowing that they have been in your presence. Today, let none be a passerby, an onlooker, a spectator, but let us all be affected by the presence of the Holy Spirit in this place. Thank you so very much. And this is just the beginning of what you are doing in our lives. Bring it to a good conclusion. Thank you so very much. in Jesus' name. And all the saints said amen. God bless you. May be seated. We are talking about being saved. Amen. Being saved. That we have been saved from our sins. And we have been prepared for a new life in eternity. Amen. And being saved means that we have the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We have the Holy Spirit. A scripture that we have been looking at is 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would like you to have you ignorant. I don't want you to not know what it is to be filled with the Holy Spirit or to be born in the Spirit. I don't want you to just be another Christian walking around who doesn't know what it means. I want you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. I want you to have the Holy Spirit in your life. Amen. Don't be just saying, I'm born again, then you are the same. No. When you are born again, something must change. Hallelujah. Something must change. How many have changed since you became born again? You are raising your own hand. No, you can't raise your hand. You say you have changed. How many have been told you are different? Somebody told you that you are different. Can I see your hand? Only 1, 2, 3 people, 4. Tell neighbor who didn't raise his hand, your salvation is questionable. Yeah, your salvation, you have been saved and nobody said you are different. No. Something is wrong. Amen. Meanwhile, you are trying to do well. But look at verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is given to everyone here that you will do well. And you will do well. Oh, I said you will do well. I didn't hear loud amen. Yes, everybody who has given his heart to Jesus, you will do well. Or he has the potential to do well. Yeah, he has the potential to do well. Now, this scripture says something. It says the manifestation. It says that the seeing, not the knowing, but the seeing of the Holy Spirit in your life is what will bring profit into your life. Hallelujah. This morning, quiet time, I saw a very interesting scripture. Proverbs 30, verse 7. This morning, I saw a very interesting scripture. Let's see it. There is that maketh himself rich, yet has nothing. He pretends to be rich, but actually he has nothing. And look at the second part. There is that maketh himself poor, yet has great riches. Hey, one person is walking around dressed very nicely, but he has no money. And another person is walking around humbly, coolly, but he is very rich. Which one do you want to be? The first one or the second one? The first one who has a big dress and shirt. The second one who is actually rich. You know, that's how it is. Many people appear as if they are rich, but they don't have money. Look at your neighbor and say, I think you are a chief suspect. Many people appear rich. You know, one of the things that I noticed about people who wear tie, they don't have money. That's why I don't wear tie. Oh no, that's why I don't wear tie. No. Those who wear tie go to the bank, tellers, and the people, they don't have money at all. They're just walking around, very little money. And those who are wearing shorts and t-shirts, they are the real rich people. I didn't hear amen. Which one do you want to be? Do you want to wear tie or you want to be rich? How many want to be rich? Put your hand together for it. It's a good desire. And listen, wanting to be rich is not wrong. It's not wrong. Amen. Because Deuteronomy 8:18, it is God who gives that power. If it was wrong, God wouldn't give it to us. Amen. Are you here this morning? If it was wrong to be rich, power was backsliding. When you have money, no, you have now become a sinner. God wouldn't give it to us. No. But God is the one trying. He's only looking for a way to how to bless you. That's why he says, give, shall be given to you. Not shall be given to you, then you give. He's trying to see a way of how to bless you. Amen. So one of the greatest reasons why I am a believer, I don't know about you, is that God is a God who blesses. Hallelujah. But you must learn how to walk with him. You must learn how to walk with him. Amen. This morning, I want to give you some few steps or keys on how to enter into the blessings of your salvation. Amen. How to enter into that blessing of your salvation. Hallelujah. Number one is this. Believe. You see, some of the things I say as if it's unnecessary, but it's very important. Believe that there is something like the supernatural. Believe that there is something like the supernatural. Hallelujah. Already, almost all of us believe in the occult. True or not true? Most of us believe in witches and wizards. True or not true? We believe in Motia. Do you know Motia? You know Motia? You know all the shrines and fetishes. Most of us already believe in those things. That's why when your money disappears, first thing is, Motia has taken my money. When you put your money in a locked drawer, then when you come, the money is not there. They say, hey, somebody has come. And Motia, somebody. We believe in the occult. But that is not what I'm saying this morning. What I'm saying this morning is that believe in the supernatural. Amen. Believe in the supernatural. Look at me. Believe in the supernatural. Amen. Believe that things happen in the unseen world. Believe in angels. Believe in angels. Amen. I listen to me. Few of us believe in angels. Few of us, if you are ever alone in the house, you become afraid at once. Some of you cry, even to sleep, you can't put the lights off. Tell anybody you are wasting ECG power. Tell anybody you are bringing bills that you can't even pay. You are sleeping with the lights on. Ask him why. No, please. I think it's your neighbor is the one who is the guilty one. Ask him, my neighbor, why do you sleep with the lights on? What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? Amen. We are afraid of wizards and witches. But don't you know that angels are by you in your room? Mr. Man, please stand up. As you stand up, everybody look at him. As he stands up, at once, angels stand up around him. Only you can't see. You can see him alone standing here. They say, oh, he's alone. Hey, are you alone? You can't see, no. Yeah. No, we are not alone. We are not alone at all. Amen. But few of us, you see, that's the, thank you. Few of us believe it. Few of us really believe that there are angels around us. And that is why this morning, my first point is believe. Amen. Believe that there are angels. There is the supernatural is with us. Hallelujah. That's what Jacob discovered. Genesis 28, Jacob was walking. He was running from his brother. Then he went to hide. He slept in the night. He had a dream. Then he saw a ladder going up to heaven. Then he saw God at the top of the ladder. When he woke up, what did he say? The Lord is in this place, and I didn't know it. The Lord is in this place. Amen. Amen. And so this morning, turn about. The Lord is here. Do you know it? Ask him. The Lord is here. Oh, please hold him by the, hold your neighbor's shirt, or hold his something, or his trousers. Ask him. The Lord is here. Do you know it? What did he say? You know. No, the first thing is believe that there is something supernatural. Hallelujah. The reason why it is so important is because most of us rely on natural power. Most of us. This week, I've been watching the students who are preparing for exams. And I'm looking at those who are stressed, those who are under pressure. Some of them are here. I won't say anything further. Those who are lending, sweating. Ask him, why are you under pressure? No, ask him, why are you under pressure? What is it? He said, I have so much to read. So much to read. No, you are relying on your own ability. That's why you are stressed. That's why you are stressed. You are counting on how much I have read. You know, one of my friends, she's a teacher at a certain school, and they were having extra classes. This is last year, but I think it's still applicable. Last year, we were having extra classes, and there were some two boys who were in their class. And when she was teaching, this is just before the exams, when she was teaching them, the two boys were not paying attention. Then she asked them, look, you are not serious, because we are learning towards the exams that are coming around the corner. Let's all learn. You know what the boy says? Apart will fall. They are counting. You see, they are not counting on their strength. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Those two guys are not counting on what they are going to learn to pass their exams. They're counting on apart to help them. So you are counting on your strength to pass the exams. No. Count on the Holy Spirit. I didn't hear an amen. Count on the unseen powers to help you pass your exams. Too many people also count on the money they have, which is not much too. Your money is small. Or it's not true. Ask your neighbor how much is left in your ATM account. Please, take your ear to your neighbor's mouth. Say, please, tell me how much money is left. Ask her how much money is left in your ATM account. Is it 1,000 plus, or is it up to 1,000? It don't reach 1,000. Oh no, it should reach 1,000. Father, send help. Let there be a miraculous impartation. May 1,000 be the lowest level in this church in the days to come. You will say amen. You see, you don't believe me. You don't believe my prayer. No, I've been there before where I didn't have money. But not now and not these days. No, not now. Hallelujah. Too many of us, we are relying on ourselves, on natural things. And that is why your life is moving forward so slowly. So slowly. Because your power is little. The power you have to change your life is very, very little. Do you know how I know? Because if you had power to change your life, by now you've changed it. By now you are driving a Mercedes Benz or a black Range Rover. If you had power, by now you change your phone. The phone has cracked and sellotape and glue and everything, and it's still working. When I send WhatsApp, it doesn't land. It doesn't come. Because that's all you have. If you had power to change your life, by now you would change it. When we close from here, you sit in your car and drive home. But as it is, you're waiting for a bus to come and collect you and take you to where you are going. Amen. This morning, believe there is something called the supernatural. Amen. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. Hold your neighbor's dress. Tell your neighbor, believe in the supernatural. And you tell your neighbor, me, I believe. How many believe? How many believe in that something is going to happen in your life that you can't explain? Something is going to happen to you that you can't easily explain how it came about. Amen. Amen. Something is going to take place in your life. Hallelujah. There are, look at 2 Timothy 3 and verse 5. It says there are many Christians who qualify for this. They have a form of godliness. They are very good people. They are trying their best to be good. But there's no power in their lives. But there's no power. There's no engine working. It's a car that is parked that has no engine working in it. Amen. But that is not what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be, you're supposed to see the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in your life for profits. Hallelujah. Are you here this morning? So, number one, if you believe in the supernatural, okay? Number two, believe that God will talk to you. If you don't believe that God will talk to you, do you know what will happen? You will not listen. You will not listen. Just 2 days ago, Thursday or Friday, I was talking to my friend on the phone. As I was talking to him, we're discussing something. Then I heard this creak creak sound that I'm hearing now. I heard it again on my phone. Creak, 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 creak. Then there was silence. So I said, hello, 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 hello. I tried. Hello, hello, hello. I tried. And I was talking. Hello, are you there? Are you there? Hello, hello. So after hello, 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 hello. After doing that, do you know what I did? Do you know what I did? What did I do? I hung up. What should I do? What should I do? I should hang up. To do what? Save my credit. So I hung up. Then when I hung up, I waited a while. Then I called again. Then I got through again. Then he was there. Then he said, you know, all your hello, 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 hello. I heard all of it. Thank God I did say something bad. He said, I heard all your hello, 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 hello. I heard everything you said, but you couldn't hear me. But you couldn't hear me. Because I was talking, saying, I can hear you. I was saying, I can hear you. I can hear you. But you couldn't hear me. So after a while, you hung up and you went away. Amen. Do you know what I'm saying this morning? Believe that God is talking to you. Otherwise, you will hang up and go away. Otherwise, you will hang up. You shut down your church life. If you don't believe that God is talking to you, after a while, you will stop caring about church. Then you just go and sit yourself somewhere. Amen. Amen. If, you know, and that is, listen to me. That is the, look at me, everybody. That is the biggest problem we have as Christians. You don't believe in God. That is the biggest problem we have as Christians. As Christians, because many Christians are godly, but don't believe in God. They are acting like God, like Christians. They are trying to behave like Christians. They are trying to look like Christians. Many, many of us Christians. That's what you are doing. But they don't believe in God Himself, really. Amen. Tell your neighbor, that's why many of you are not serious in church. Tap your neighbor, that's why. Tap your neighbor, shake your neighbor. That's why many of you are not serious in church. Because you are not seeing God as real, but you are trying to behave as if you are a good person. Hallelujah. We are trying, many are trying to be good. And that is also why so many Christians backslide. They are trying to be good.
Amen. Do you know something? You are likely to fail. The reason why there is so much bad behavior in church is that we are trying to be good. You are trying to be good. That's why when you meet a real bad boy, your trying will fail. And then the badness of the boy will enter into your life. Amen. Those who are trying to stop watching pornography, you can't try and stop. You keep watching. I said you keep watching. Those who are doing all the bad things and you are trying to stop, if you had the power to stop, you wouldn't try to stop, you would stop. If you had the power to stop the bad things you are doing, would you try? You would stop it. But because you don't have the power, that's why you are always trying. And how many understand trying often means failing? True or not true? Trying means failing. Or it's not the case. We are failing. You are trying to learn, but you don't learn. You are daydreaming. You are trying to stop, but you don't stop. Those who are smoking, drinking, chasing, watching everything, they are trying. Ask your neighbor, what are you trying to stop?
Ask your neighbor.
Please ask your neighbor, what are you trying to stop? What did he say? He won't tell you what he's trying to stop because he hasn't stopped. He's still doing it. He's still doing it. There is little power in our lives. And so this morning, listen to me. Believe that God talks to you. It's very important. It's very important. Believe that God talks to you. Amen. Are you here? It is very important. From the Genesis chapter 3, from the beginning of time, when God first made Adam, he began talking to him. He began talking to him. And he has spoken to him ever since. Hallelujah. And God's talking to us is to guide us in our life. Hallelujah. Is to guide us in our life. One of the greatest challenges is if God doesn't talk to you. Are you listening? Write this one down. If God doesn't talk to you, something is going bad in your life. If God is not talking to you, something is going bad in your life. Amen. There was a lady who had a boyfriend, and they were sleeping together. Then she became pregnant. When she became pregnant, the boyfriend ran away and left her. So she was left with her baby alone, and she was very angry at the baby. I don't know why, but she was angry at the baby and angry at everybody. Then the baby was born. The baby became one, and became two, and became three, and the baby was not talking. The baby was not talking. So they went to see doctor, and doctor checked the baby, checked everything. Everything is seemingly normal, but the baby wasn't talking. Only some sounds. At this age by now, you should be saying dada, mama, some words, but no word at all. Are you listening? No word at all from the baby. I mean, they checked everything, the brain, everything was okay. But the baby wasn't talking. So they took the baby to the children's hospital. They did a lot of tests. And somehow, they couldn't see what was wrong. And then one day, one of the doctors asked the woman, do you talk to your child? Do you talk to your child? She said, no. Why? It's a baby. He said, what do you mean? He said, no. He's a baby. I don't talk to him. So, do you know what has happened? This woman, single mother, alone with a baby in an apartment,
Baby doesn't go to school. She lives on welfare. They are alone in their house. They don't talk. So the baby has been in a silent world for 2 years. Doesn't talk. Doesn't talk. So they told the woman, talk to your child. You know, one day I was walking with my boys, Nikki, about 6 or 7, and Kofi. We were walking in town, and I was talking to them. And someone stopped me. They said, what's wrong with you? I said, they are children. Why are you talking to children? I said, hey, what kind of life is this? Amen. They said, don't talk to children. I mean, you are talking to a child. He's a child. Listen, are you here? God will talk to you. I said, God will talk to you. If you are not hearing God talk to you, something is wrong is happening in your life. Something wrong is happening. You are not getting a development you should. You are not becoming what you should become. We should be hearing the voice of God. Hallelujah. I didn't hear an amen. Believe it. Amen. Believe that God is going to talk to you. How many have heard God's voice talking to them before? Very, very few. Very, 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 very few of us have heard God's voice. Do you know why very few of us? Because he has spoken to you, but you didn't pay attention. He has spoken to, unless you are not a child of God, unless that is the only reason why God will talk to you. Everybody here, do you know what Jesus said? No one can come to me except what? The Father draw him. So how did he become born again? You must have heard God call you on the day you were born again. You must have heard God call you. So everybody here, God is able, capable of calling us. But many of us don't. Amen. We don't listen, we don't hear, because we have not paid attention to the Holy Spirit, who is the teacher. We have not paid attention to him. Hallelujah. Amen. And that is what this is. He is here as a teacher. Hallelujah. So this is the important reason why I am here this morning. Okay. All that I'm saying is because of this point. Okay? So write this point carefully. Pay attention to your thoughts. Pay attention to your thoughts. That is how God will be talking to you. Pay attention to your thoughts. Amen. Begin to remember some thoughts that occur to you. It is not that only your thoughts. That is how God will talk to most of us, by your thoughts. Amen. So pay attention. Many people just dismiss their thoughts. How many have ever been there and you were having an argument in your head? Do you know what I mean? An argument in your head. You say, oh, I want to go to town. They say, oh, but I'll go later. They say, oh, but I can go now. They say, oh, but it may rain. Oh, but if it doesn't rain, then how many have been there before? Can I see your hand? Well, yes. What were you discussing? Like, oh, I want to buy this dress. If I buy it, the money is short. But okay, doesn't matter. They'll pay you next month. But next month too, I want to buy a shoe. So I'm trying. How many have been there before? Who were you discussing with? Who were you talking with? Because if it is you, then it's only one mind. There's no discussion. If it is only you, you say, I want to buy the shoe. Buy it and walk away. That's all. But another voice says, oh, don't buy the shoe, take your time. Another voice is talking to you. Amen. Another voice is now trying to stop you from doing something that is not a good idea. And that is why there seems to be a discussion in your head. Hallelujah. From today, pay attention. Write it down again. This is the reason why I came this morning. Pay attention to the thoughts that occur to you. This is why I came this morning.
I don't have anything else to say. Because if you pay attention to those thoughts and you know that it's not my thoughts. How many have ever been in a service, is offering time, then the idea came, give 20 cities. Then he said, no, I'll give 10. How many have been there before? Can I see your hand? The first thought was give 20 cities. Then you said, no, it's too much. I'll give 10. Why did you say 20 cities when you know it's too much? Because that was not your thoughts. Are you paying attention? That first thought that came, it was not you. It was God talking to you, trying to guide you how to give. But then you yourself woke up and say, hey, God, take your time. I am in charge now. It's my money. I will give only 10. And then there will be a discussion in your head. 20, 10. But because you are in charge of your money, you say 20, forget it. If you like, I'll do 5. Be careful, God. I'll even do 5. And then sometimes, can you do 5? Or it's not true. Sometimes Christ says, I won't give again. Pay attention to your thoughts. Amen. I am speaking to everyone here this morning that pay, what am I saying? Pay attention to your thoughts. There are some thoughts that, Patrick, some thoughts that you know is not you. Some thoughts that come to you. This is not me. I should give money. Who can I give money to? Hey, me, I need money. Why am I thinking like this? Who can I? It's not me. Yes, I know it's not you. I know it's not you. That's why I'm saying pay attention to those thoughts. That is how God talks to you. Amen. Students, when a thought occurs to you, read this. Most of you don't read. Most of you don't read. When an idea, you are just there in your room, then a thought comes, read this. You say, oh, this thing won't come. It's old, Apo. Oh, now, I know already. If you knew already, why did they say read it again? You are forgotten the details and the small facts. Take your neighbor, hold your neighbor by the trouser or the shirt. If there's nowhere to hold, she's a girl, hold her hair. If there's, just pray, it's not a wig, has to come off. Just hold. If it's not a wig, hold the person. Shake the person. Tell the person, pay attention to your thoughts. Pay attention. God is trying to talk to you. The Holy Spirit is trying to talk to you, but you're not listening. And that's why you're not going forward in your life. You're just back in the same place. Every time God talks to you, you're arguing in your head. Pay attention. I didn't hear an amen. Pull their head, and if it's a wig, say sorry and put it back again. Pay attention. God is talking to every one of us. Charlotte, He's talking to us. And many of us, we hear, but you argue. They say, oh no, I can't do. No, it's too expensive. It's too hard. One day I was in a meeting, and then I had a thought, give your offering, your best offering. I was holding 200 CDs in my pocket. They said, give your best offering. I said, no. No. It's too much. Then I had, you see, it was a pressing thought. Give your best offering. I said, no, God. No, not today. It's too much. I have some 5 CDs and some other 2 CDs there. Those ones are equally good. All offering be offering. No be so. All offering be offering after all. It's a big church. Others will give more than me. And when I was trying to dodge, then the man preaching said, no, you there. Give your best offering. I said, hey, what are you talking about? What are you saying? You there. Don't change it. And I said, no, Lord. I said, Lord, don't do this. Amen. Most of us, we argue too much in our heads. This one, we argue too much. God said, And you see, you know it's not you, because I won't do this. But the thought has appeared in your head. Angelo, who is talking to you? Who is talking to you? It must be the Holy Spirit. But you are arguing, you are discussing, you are complaining, you are saying no. So in the end, Most of you don't do it. Most of you, in the end, look at me, please. Look at me. In the end, write down. In the end, most don't obey their thoughts. Write it down. It's because you are the one. And do you know why I am here and you are sitting there? Because me, most often I obey. Me, most often I obey. You, most often you don't obey. Angelo, you, most often you don't obey. Thought or ketua, you don't do it. True or not true? You don't do it. You just try and argue your way out and then try and make a discussion. Then find a compromise. Like, okay, give 20. Or, okay, I'll give 5. Okay, in the end, I'll give 10. It's a compromise between the 20 that God said I should give. A compromise doesn't work because you didn't obey. I try to obey. I try to obey. When I get a discussion in my head, I try to obey. I really do. And sometimes it's hard, but I've learned it. One day I was driving at Aloka Junction. I was coming home. Then I heard in my head, turn right. Then I said, no, turning right to go home is too left, right, left, right, left, right. It's a tiresome road. I don't like that road. And also I'm passing through some narrow areas of some Oforikrome back doors. I said, no. I like the main road. So I was on the main road still. Then as I was going, I heard again, turn right. I said, oh, Holy Spirit, this is not my route home. I'm tired. Today I'm tired. I want to go home early and go and rest because I want to get home. I didn't turn. Then I went straight. You know what I came to meet? Just when I got to Aloka Junction, then the lights went out. Then the traffic lights went out. And then the cars were there. Nobody would back down. Finally, and you see, they were all forcing. So what happened was, they all became close packed. When I looked behind me, straight away, it was too late. It was too late. I sat there for more than 1 hour. Yes, 1 hour. I put the engine off and I sat down. I said, Lord, you told me to turn right back there. I didn't hear. You told me you told me twice. I heard it clearly, turn right. But I was arguing. It's not my normal route. That's not where I passed. Yes, happened. And I've been home long ago. I just put up the engine, sat down, put the chair back. I said, you people, do what you are doing. When you are finished, open the road, we'll go. How many times have you lost something that you didn't obey? How many times? Please hold your neighbor by the shirt and hold him, the dress. Don't worry, if it tears, I'll buy you a sewing machine to go and sew it again. Hold your neighbor. Ask him, how many times has God spoken to you and you didn't obey and you have lost something? You have lost something. That's why you are here, you don't have money. That's why you are sitting here, you are looking for even offering. 20 cities, you can't give 20 cities offering. Sitting down here looking at me like that. 20 cities offering, you are going to be sweating over. Because God has spoken to you many, many times in the past. I didn't obey. And you argued. And he was guiding you to a blessed place. One day I was looking for a certain man. I was looking for a pastor. And I was just sitting. I was on Tech Campus. As I was looking, as I was thinking, then I called his office. Is he there? They said, nah, when he comes, they will call me. I should wait. But when he comes, they will call me that he has come. I was just waiting. Then I just said, no, go. Go. I said, but the office hasn't called me. They said, no, go. So I got up and went. When I got to his office, do you know what had happened? He has come and he's going out again. I said, office people. He has come to the office, has been there the whole time, and he was going out again. And I met him at his car when I got there. When he saw me, he said, oh, you cried this morning, I was thinking about you. Look at that. And then, as he's going right now, he's going to travel the next day to Accra. I said, office people, you're not correct. But God knew the office people. So he told me, don't wait for their call, go. But some of you, you'll be arguing. Say, office people haven't called me. Office people haven't called me. If you are clapping, clap well. I don't know why you are this thing.
Hallelujah. Are you here this morning? God is going to talk to you. Don't argue in your head. Hallelujah. I didn't hear a good amen. Sometimes you get, you hear a voice, get up and go to church. They say, no, bruh, I'm tired. Today, I don't feel like church. I want to lie down and rest. Sunday morning. Today, I don't feel like. Tell somebody you are a useless Christian if you allow your thoughts to override. Please tell your neighbor. You are a useless Christian if you allow your thoughts to suppress the voice in your head. That's the Holy Spirit talking to you. And you, human being, you can overcome the Holy Spirit. Where are you from? Ask him, who born you? Ah! Begin to agree today, from today, let's pay attention to the passing thoughts. Amen. Amen. Do you remember what I told you? John 14:26. Let's go back there. Let's see what it says. Why pay attention to your passing thoughts? The Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you. He will teach you. And then do what? Bring to your remembrance. He will teach you and bring to your remembrance. Where do you remember? Where do you remember? In your head, in your mind. That's where you remember. That's where you are taught and you have understanding, in your head, in your mind. But you are too natural. You don't believe thoughts that are coming to you. You have removed them, sucked them, and made yourself a normal human being. Not from today. I said not from today. Amen. Tell your neighbor you are a useless Christian if you don't pay attention to your thoughts. Please tell your neighbor for me. I said it. Hold him by the shirt. You are a useless person if you don't pay attention. Angelo, you are shy. She's a girl, so you can't say it. You are trying to rap her, so you can't say hard words. Tell her what I said. You are a useless person if you don't pay attention to the words in your thoughts, in your mind. Tell her. Because that is how God is going to lead you forward. I didn't hear amen. I didn't hear amen. That is how God was going to lift you up. That is how he will guide you away from disaster. Some of my friends, they traveled. They came to meet me. And they were going back by bus. And when they got to the station to board on a bus, there was a certain mate who was very cantankerous. As the mate was talking plenty, one guy said, let's get down. Let's get down and take the next bus because this guy, I don't feel like joining him again. So they just got down. It's like, but there's a bus. This bus is not full. They said, no, the way the mate is talking, he was just talking plenty, quarreling. Hey, let's get down. Somebody had the idea, let's get down for peace and let the bus go and take the next bus. So they got down for peace and let the bus go and took the next bus. Do you know what they saw on their way? The bus they were going to board had an accident. It was upside down in the bush. They got down and they just went past shoom in their second bus. Tell somebody, wake up there and pay attention to your thoughts. Wake up. And pay. Look, that's all I came. Wake up when some thought occurs to you. Call somebody. Go somewhere. You'll be amazed what God is doing. I said you'll be amazed what God is doing. God is leading you. You know, please ask your neighbor, how do you think God will lead you? Will God come from heaven like a giant angel and then come and take your hand? Henry, let me take you somewhere. Is that how God will come and lead you? Will God appear? He will not come. He'll just send a small, still voice into your ear. Janice, do this. That's how God will lead you. Any proper parent has two kinds of children. The one you beat, the one you don't beat. True or not true? Any parent, any family, there are two kinds of children. The one you beat, the one you... What type is he? The beatable or the unbeaten type? The beatable. Yeah, every child, every house. I have some too. I have three boys. One is very beatable. Very beatable.
But there's one untouchable. There is one child, since he was born, he's 30 years old. Since he was born, one finger like this has never touched him before. Do you know why? When I talk, he listens. Since he was born, he's 30 years today. One finger has never touched him since he was born. Even to shout at him. No. His brothers, yes. But he never, not once. Because when you say anything, he hears. That is the trouble with you. When God talks to you, you don't hear. So you go and discover it by the school of hard knocks. You go and see trouble. God could have told you, don't go there. But your ear, touch your ear and see if it's iron rods or it's material. Please touch your neighbor's ear. Touch your neighbor's ear and test it for me. Is it iron rods or is soft? Please check. Have you checked your ear? Check it for me. Check your ear for me. Is it iron rods or is soft? It's iron rods. There's iron rods here. Iron rods are in this room. Spiritual iron rod ears. Because your ear hard. God is talking to you and you are talking back. But what about this one? What about this one? Why not this one? We are talking about the Holy. This is salvation. This is the result of salvation. Now you are spiritual. Now you have the spirit. Now you are born of the flesh. Now you are born of the spirit. Now you are spiritual. Why are you not receiving the benefits? Why don't you have the benefits of that salvation? Why don't you experience the good things of that salvation? Why can't the God who knows the end, the Alpha and the Omega, who knows the end from the beginning, why can't he lead you and guide you? Why is he so stubborn? Why? Hold your neighbor's ear again. Ask him, why is your ear so hard? Why is your ear so hard? Why? Look at how you are still poor and you are struggling. And still, you can't be advised to change your life and do something good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell somebody I'm changing. I'm changing. When Samuel was a young man, he heard in the night, Samuel, Samuel. Then he said, yes, Eli. Eli said, no, I'm not calling you. Then he heard again, Samuel, Samuel. He said, yes, Eli. Eli said, no, I didn't call you. A number of times, when God is talking to you, you think a man is talking to you. These pastors, they are worrying us too much. These days, they are trying to enter into our lives. They want to control us. These days, these men of God, they think that they have become God themselves. They are coming to give us instructions to. When God is talking to you, you say a man is talking to you. No, it's not a man, it's God. It's that, listen, when you hear again, don't say, yes, pastor. Say, yes, master. Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. Speak. That is how comes Samuel. Give the only prophet where it is said his word never fell to the ground. No other prophet was that thing said about him. Only Samuel. Because he said, speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. Why can't you be the same? Why can't you also decide? Look at me, everybody. Look at me. Why can't you also decide? Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. Why can't you also decide from today what God says I will do? Why are you still arguing? I didn't hear. You didn't hear. You heard it. That's why you are arguing. Why? Are you mad? Are you mad that you are talking to yourself? Even they grad are talking to somebody. No. But tonight, this morning, may today be the last day you argue again. Oh, I didn't hear a good amen. May today be the what? Last day that you do what? You argue with the voice in your head. Today when it's offering time and God says give, don't argue again. See, I've become quiet already. They say, hey, let me calculate. I didn't say calculate. I said obey. Because you are doing your line on your physical strength. on your physical strength. That's why you are calculating to know that the money that is left is small. But the God who is talking to you knows far more. He knows what tomorrow brings. He knows what is going to happen tomorrow. It's not a strange thing at all. Are you listening to me this morning? Tell somebody from today, pay attention to the voice in your head. From today, don't let that voice be overruled by your logic and your thinking again. It's your last time. Amen. When you listen to that voice, you will do well. Oh yes. You will see so many things you will call a coincidence. You will learn something, it will come. You will go somewhere, it will work. You will meet a man, he will be kind to you. When you begin to walk in the voice that is speaking to you, suddenly many, many things in your life will begin to work. You'll be amazed. You say, oh, life is easy. Life is simple. Media, people are saying, can I have though? They say, me? For the where? Because I'm okay. I mean, when I got there, it was working. I came to meet the very nice invigilator. I came to meet the very nice man. The policeman who stopped me is a very nice man. Suddenly for you, you are escaping all the difficulties others are stumbling at. Because God will guide your steps and bring you to a good destination. Put your hands together this morning. Stand to your feet. There are two places where we hear. Our ears and our hearts. There are two kinds of problems that we are facing. One is those who don't hear. They say that, I didn't hear anything. I'm just by myself. I don't hear anything. And number two is those who hear, but they argue. They are always discussing whether or not to obey. I don't know which one you are. If you are the one who doesn't hear, put your hands, your fingers in your ear and say, Lord, open my ears. If you are the one who argues a lot, put your hands on your heart. Say, Lord, soften my heart. I don't know which one you are. Either the one who can't hear, or the one who is always arguing, the one who is always disputing. Give 20. No, I'll give 5. Okay, compromise. I'll give 10. Go to prayer meeting. No. Okay, I'll go next week. Okay, I'll watch online. God is always talking to you, but you're always arguing and discussing in a mind different way. But this morning, let's just pray for ourselves. Shakataya, Rabbi Didi. Either, Lord, let me hear, or let me stop arguing. Let me hear. Listen, God is speaking to us all the time. All the time. About every area of your life, consistently. Let me hear, oh God. Let me hear your voice. Let me hear that still small voice. Not the hurricane, not the wind, not the fire, not the storm, but that gentle voice speaking softly in my heart. Speaking softly. It says in Isaiah 30, you will hear a still small voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Let me hear that voice, that gentle voice. God doesn't insist. It's the devil who will force you and pressurize you into doing something. God, no. God is not a God of fire or forcing you. He's a patient God. God, let me hear your voice. And those who are always arguing because my mind is working, I am natural. The natural man doesn't understand the spiritual things. Lord, please soften my heart. Soften my heart. Pray for yourself just 1 minute. Pray for yourself 1 minute. Pray for yourself 1 minute. Just open my ears. Soften my heart. Let me just walk with you. Let me never again be left behind. Let me not be left behind. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray this morning for everyone here. Everyone here. That today marks the beginning,
yes,
of a new walk in our Christian lives with you. Let today, oh God, be the day that we become obedient sons and daughters.
Jesus name.
Let today be the time that we stop arguing and quarreling with you and what you are speaking to us.
Amen.
Let us on today be the one who will hear and obey, because we trust in the God who has called us, and we trust in the God
who has opened his heart to draw us into himself. Lord, I pray for everyone here this morning. May we never be left in darkness.
Amen.
May we never be left groping in the night, unsure of the way forward, not sure where we are going, what life brings. We are afraid. We are uncertain. Take away that fear. Take away that uncertainty.
Yes.
Take away all the doubts about the future.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Take it away from all of us. Lead us, oh God,
Amen.
By your word, into a beautiful, beautiful walk with you. Thank you, Father. Thank you so very much that this is just the beginning of the greater and better life that is ahead of us. Let today mark the day that we start walking in that presence. And bless us. Thank you so very much, oh God. Thank you so very much. And as we walk with you, you bless us. Keep us all in this way. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with someone who might also need to hear it. The Bible says, "The Lord gave the word, and great was the company that published it." To share a testimony or to request prayer, send us a message on WhatsApp to +2 332 059 11275. God bless you.